Israeli police say a young Palestinian woman blew herself up today in Jerusalem's main outdoor market. At least six people were killed, scores injured in the suicide bombing. The market has been the scene of frequent bombings in the past. The Al-Aqsa Brigade has claimed responsibility for the bombing. Joining me now is NPR's Julie McCarthy. Julie, you're at the scene of the bombing. Describe it for us, please.
Well, there was pandemonium, as you would imagine. This is what happens when suicide bombings occur here and with greater frequency. Here in Jerusalem, it was on the very busy Jaffa Road, which is a main commercial district in Jerusalem. And it would have been particularly crowded on a Friday as people moved to do their last-minute shopping before Shabbat. It came several hours before sundown, where the celebration does begin every week. As you pointed out, there was a young. Authorities believe that a young woman was the suicide attacker this time. This explosion apparently, Alex, was not in the bus. It was outside the bus. As I say, there was a crowded market there, and it was lots of security. There has been speculation only, obviously, that. Those who would be attempting to make an attack would realize that the security is so tight they couldn't do it. So what happened here was that the detonation went off at a nearby bus station, and it was shoppers who we are given to believe were really the ones who were most badly hit.
Julie, Secretary Powell is in the region now on his Mideast peace mission. Where was he when the explosion occurred?
Well, extraordinarily close, Alex. He was taking off from a heliport about a mile from here near the Knesset. Powell was on his way to survey the northern border where there has been incursions by Hezbollah guerrillas into villages up between the Lebanese and Israeli border in the north. As he was boarding, the explosion came off. He had to have heard it. They did basically a 360. They surveyed the area. The Israelis, obviously, have wanted the Americans to understand what happens here, how this convulses the society when these occur. And it was must have been an extraordinary thing for the Secretary of State, only hours after arriving in Israel, to have witnessed this scene from above. He then did continue on his journey up north, and it was in a news conference today, he was warning the countries in the region to rein in any activity in and along the border, the northern border, because of the fear that there could possibly be a second front that opens up beyond the offensive on the West Bank.
Julie, this group that's claimed responsibility, the Al-Aqsa Brigade, what can you tell us about them?
Well, they claim to be the breakaway group of Fatah, which is Yasser Arafat's longstanding political faction. Israel believes the nexus is much closer than that, but it is Al-Aqsa and Hamas, the Islamic fundamentalists, who have basically traded off responsibility one from the next of these suicide bombings, Alex.
This is going to complicate things. Mr. Powell is supposed to meet with Chairman Arafat tomorrow.
Well, it could only complicate things. Powell wants to get a commitment from Mr. Arafat that the violence be renounced and reined in. And when things like this happen, obviously, it puts pressure, much more pressure, on Mr. Arafat to demonstrate in some way or form that in fact is being done. And it's a hard case to make in an incident like this.
Thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.